Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Christmas show.
Hello.
Scotch. Steve in London is texting already saying, Chris, what is Dom talking about? Did he look outside before he came to work? Numpty.
What?
It's a glorious sunny morning in London. Says Steve in London.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to review the weather information because I'm not convinced by myself.
I'll do it. I'll go outside if you want.
All right.
Because I need to go to the shop.
It is true there may be hail and thunder across Northern Ireland, Wales, Central and Northern England.
I love that whole song.
Yeah. There may be hail
and thunder
ahead
in Northern Scotland.
But then it's going to be nice later on, which I didn't have time to say at 6:30 because the pips were coming in.
Oh, how is Gladys?
All right. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the Christmas show. We were out last night, by the way. You can't tell.
Hello.
Do you know what? If I had to describe us in one word, I'd say perky.
Would you?
Really?
Yep.
I feel all right, and I feel fairly confident, but now I'm thinking that my mouth, my speaking ability...
It's not as confident as your head.
Probably half an hour behind me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably having a little lie-in. So therefore, and I'm all ready to go... Oh, dear. Hang on, that's not right. Half an hour, I'll be rocking.
I was confused. I woke up this morning, and I thought... Yeah, here we are, and it's my bedroom. But when did we get that window over there on that side of the room? And then I realised that I wasn't in our bedroom, I was in your spare room.
That's right, you were. They stayed in mine last night, because we went out with Jamie Oliver, and we had some food. It's very nice. Mm. Egg and chips.
Oh, but lovely egg.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no, I thought,
an egg.
I thought the chips were great.
The chips were great.
Proper oven chips.
Yeah.
You know, I think they were McCain, I'm not sure.
Mm.
But... really nice.
And he dried them in kitchen paper afterwards as well. I love that.
That always makes a difference.
I love that.
He's got his little timer out for the egg just to make sure it's just so. Perfect egg.
I thought the food was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Egg and chips with beans was brilliant.
Mm. Yeah.
It's for his new book.
Egg, chips and beans.
That's right.
That's the name of the book.
And then later on we had chips, beans and egg, which was very nice.
Different combo.
And then beans... egg and chips.
Mm. What a great way to do the beans, though. I would never have thought of that. Stick them in the airing cupboard for 20 minutes.
Mm.
That's amazing.
I can't believe I missed out on chips 3 times.
Yeah. Rachel wasn't there last night. There was everybody else, pretty much, bar Rachel and Alad. Because Rachel was doing boring wedding things.
I spent a few hours talking about cake.
Yeah, but not talking about it or eating it.
Well, working out. Well, it was fun. It was not eating it, but it was a good... I had a lovely evening with Mally's aunt and his
mum. Your mouth is asleep as well.
I know. I'm not feeling too
we had a cake.
My wedding cake's going to be great.
Were you not sampling anything then?
No, because we were discussing. We were like 3 people who were cake makers discussing the best kind of cake to make.
Honestly, 3 people?
There was me. Well, Mally was there, but I don't count him as a cake maker.
Oh, he doesn't. He's not involved in the wedding. Don't drag him along.
Honestly, I cannot organise this wedding on my own. He is not letting me do it.
No, Rachel, you can organise a wedding on your own. And let's be honest. You really should just organise a wedding.
He won't let me.
He has no part in this from now onwards. All he has to do is put his suit on and his shoes and be there on time.
Mm.
Honestly,
he has a penis, which means he has no business getting involved in the actual organisation of the wedding.
True.
We are properly doing this together.
Well,
and I'm not. And that is not coming from me. That's coming from him.
Well, he's an idiot.
Anyway,
so there.
Take it from me. I understand weddings. He has no place in this.
Well, you know what I'm like, a bit of control freak, so I quite like a control freak.
That was a good word to get a bit of a cough off, wasn't it? Anyway, so we went out yesterday. Now, Dave went out to watch the Everton game before we went out to... So I would imagine you had 2, 3, 4 pints.
No, absolutely not. Me and Dom went out, and we actually went out beforehand, and we spent the first hour drinking orange juice lemonade.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Seriously.
And then, so we went out at about, 4 o'clock, I think it was?
Yeah.
And then we met the lads at 5, and then we had a beer with them, which was the first round, with Jamesy and Alan and Tony.
Okay, so hang on.
We had 2 in there.
So you started drinking at 5?
Yeah.
We weren't meeting till 7.
Yeah, but we had 2 in there, and then we had one with Dom's wife before we met you, so we had 3 before we saw you.
So hang on, so which bit of, so you guys probably had a couple of drinks before you got there was inaccurate.
Well, you said 4 in the first pub.
Right,
we
had
3.
So you had 3 pints before you got to where we were going last
year. Yeah.
Yes.
Right, fine. So you're on your way.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, Dominic, not being funny, but it takes 4 pints for you to be banjaxed.
Well, actually, I was fine last night because I just wanted to enjoy the food. I wanted to enjoy the egg and chips and beans. I didn't want it to be ruined by alcohol. And it wasn't.
Jane, day when Jane stayed at ours yesterday, so Jane, during the day, came to ours and dropped a car off and had a brew and then went off to meet a friend and then came back. And then me, her and Sophie travelled into town together, which is very nice. She went off to meet her friend and got kidnapped by the wine police.
Did she?
Yeah, and they dropped her off. They literally threw her out the back of the van outside ours at about 6 o'clock. So I opened the door and she goes, "Hi! Hi! Hi!" And I'm like, "Oh my God, are you drunk already?" "No! I've had a little bit of wine." So I'm thinking, this is going to be a hell of a night. And Dominic was there with his wife, which means that Dominic was allowed to drink and stay up late. In fact, weirdly, it was Dominic, the party pooper, who called the cab.
I know.
And your wife was going, "I'm quite happy staying."
Yeah.
And you ruined it all.
Well, just because we had a little baby to feed and stuff, she'd be getting hungry and things.
Don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Yeah. Don't you have like a nanny or something?
No.
Babysitter?
We had a babysitter.
Well, don't worry about it. That's what they're for.
Yeah, but they can't do that.
Why not?
Because
they can open
feed a child.
They don't have the equipment.
They don't have the equipment.
Or a spoon or something.
Or a tin opener.
What do you mean?
That's true. We should have left a tin opener.
Seriously, we don't have the equipment. It's like a spoon.
What do you mean it's a spoon?
No, to feed a child.
She's only 3 months old.
So what do you feed her with?
I don't want to get babysitters to breastfeed my child.
What?
I don't want to do. I don't essentially talk about breastfeeding, but we will.
You are.
Yeah.
Right now, I've got an image. Did you hear Greg James talking about that woman the other day?
Yes.
Greg James told an amazing story the other day. Did he hear that, Rachel? He said he's walking down Great Portland Street, and there's a woman walking down the road with a baby, and she's got her boob out.
Mm.
She's got her boob out. But the baby was having cornflakes. Mm. Just a weird little bowl munching away.
Crunchy he was nut. Taken aback by that, wasn't he? I heard that bit on his show. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? He was a very brave, or indeed foolish, man to open the debate of whether it's a right thing to do in
Absolutely.
Public.
I'd say foolish.
Yeah, and he opened that, and I thought, don't go down this road.
I don't
ill-advised debate.
I don't think it's right to walk down the street, Great Portland Street, breastfeeding as you walk.
Mm.
You want to find a quiet corner somewhere, that's fine.
Mm.
You know? But not kind of toddling down the street, especially, by the way, if you've got bad boobs.
Or twins.
You know, if you've got... Let's be honest, and I don't mean to be sexist or offensive, but if you've got a tidy rack, then I'm all for it.
Mm, sure.
But if you're a bit droopy...
Yeah.
...and a bit saggy, then, quite frankly, you shouldn't put us through that. You should find a quiet corner.
Do you think it's selfish if they're not good?
Well, yeah, very. And also, I've had this thought as well. If you don't have a child, but you have a good rack, and you don't want to feel left out, you can pretend. You just basically walk down the street topless. And then you get pretty much the same kind of reaction from people.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
I think it's quite a challenge doing that, walking down Great Portland Street anyway. It's
Definitely.
A very busy road in London.
Yeah.
But also trying to do something else at the same time.
It's hard enough on that pedestrian crossing at the best of times.
So we all had a good night last night, and I think we're all a little bit kind of... I think we all feel fine. Mm. We're just probably not.
Just
it's
tired.
It's good to see Carrie's Tom out as well.
Yeah.
Not seen him for a long, long time. And do you know what? His handshake, I thought, personally, was slightly moderated.
Really?
And wasn't quite as fierce as it sometimes is.
I may have had a word.
I disagree.
And said they've been moaning about your handshake.
No, I disagree
already.
As well.
I disagree.
Oh, really?
I'm still sore.
Me and Tom had a deal, I can't remember, 6 months ago, something like that, that he doesn't squeeze my hand like he squeezes your hands. Mm. You know, when he makes the blood pop out of your knuckles?
Yeah. Mm.
He doesn't do that with me. It's a normal person's handshake.
Well, I don't know.
Last night, he did go like that. How are you, Chris? Yeah. How about that? Very well, you nutter.
Maybe it was the order in which we went, because I found myself to be okay, actually.
He was weaker, because he'd shaken my hand and Chris's hand by the time he got to you.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Either that, or I'm getting more used to it. Oh, there's a pipe.
That's what it is. That's what they call it in orchestral terms, a pipe. So it was just a nice casual little dinner last night with all the team and Jamie Oliver doing egg and chips and...
lovely chips.
And we had a really nice time.
Mm.
And the drink was flowing.
And
Thank
the
you. Conversation was a-happening.
Mm.
And the fun was a-doing. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, that's...
But it was nice.
Yeah.
But thank
all
you to Jamie and his team.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. Just amazing evening. Brilliant.
Really good fun.
So Chills is waking up this morning, looking at her... husband, who's probably lying next to her snoring.
Mm. Smelling of egg.
Yeah, egg and booze.
Yeah.
That's Dominic's fault.
I had a text message through from Matt Fincham at 2:15 this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's good.
I hope this doesn't wake you up, Rachel. And saying apparently we're going to talk to Jamie at 8:30. Do you think he'll be alive?
Oh, yeah, good point. I forgot about that.
That's all that about, yeah. The thing is, it's so important to send it at 2:15 in the morning.
By the way, why did he send that at 2:15?
That's when I got it.
Where was he?
Don't know.
Yeah, we're sitting there last night talking about how Matt kind of... As soon as Matt found out that Jamie had a day off, technically, tomorrow, Matt went, you can be on the show. Do you fancy being on at 7:15? And Jamie goes, because he's a nice guy. He goes, I can be. Yeah. And I'm like, hang on a second. 7:15? Can we not pick an earlier time for him? He goes, well, we've got... Oh, actually, no, you're right, yeah. 8:45? Hang on a second. That's an hour and a half later. Matt goes, oh, yeah, okay, fine.
Well, he's actually coming in a few weeks' time anyway.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant Matt.
No, Matt will be in later too. And Alad.
And Alad. On the show today, by the way, Jake Humphrey will be on the down the line later from the Belgium Grand Prix, which is this weekend. And the Reading and Leeds Festival kick off today. And the Chris Moyle Show on tour is announced later this morning, Dave.
I can't wait for that to
be out
in the open.
Which means you can relax.
Yeah.
Relax. We will finally say where we're going and tell you all about it later on this morning. I would imagine just after 8 o'clock. Mm. And you can register today.
I just want to clear my head of all these secret things that are in there.
Okay.
You're not good with classified information, are you?
I hate it.
Carrie was driving last night, so she wasn't drinking. She was sober.
Yeah.
Which must have been quite bizarre, because Dominic wasn't.
I wasn't driving last night, then.
No, I know you weren't.
Yeah.
You weren't standing.
I was fine.
We could tell.
I was absolutely fine.
What time did you leave?
About 11:30, I think.
But did you leave before Dave fell asleep at the table?
Yes. When did you do that?
Did you? You looked...
Not again.
You had that kind of tired, slightly...
You know when he does that nod-off thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that.
You had the tidy eyes, slightly
only
glazed.
Slightly.
And it was like when everyone had nudged each other and
yeah.
Go, Dave's asleep.
Did you properly go to sleep?
At one point, he opened his eyes and there was an entire table of people just looking at him, smiling.
But you know what it is with me? It's a combination of, and it's mainly the fact that get up at 4:15 in the morning, have a long day, have some nice food and a couple of beers and maybe a couple of glasses of wine, and then that just goes, boom, sleep for me. But it's no slight on the evening or indeed the company.
Yeah.
Well, we could tell that, because Tom and I got there early because we were told 6 o'clock, so we were there at 6:15.
I meant to tell you it was 7.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So we had quite a long time kind of standing around and, you know, chatting to
people. Are you serious?
And stuff.
You got there at 6:15 because Dave forgot to tell you we'd moved it to 7?
Yeah.
That's bad.
So we had quite a while sort of, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah.
But then I could tell that you lot were quite... happy when
I've lost my
up.
Jacket somewhere.
And I said, I bet they've gone somewhere local and had a beer. And then
I've just
had
an entire packet of Toffos. I have, honestly.
What's this?
It's a piece of music. Do you not know what this is?
I kind of do, but I don't.
Oh, Dom!
Linda, listen, Spike, I'm not interested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do.
What?
Press game.
We were out with Spike from Press Gang last night. We're all very excited.
It was brilliant. He's not American, he's English.
I know.
Who'd have thought?
And he doesn't work for Hotel Babylon in real life. It's a television show.
Exactly.
So, depending on what age you are, yeah, we were out with Spike from Press Gang last night. Forget all the other work that he's done as an actor.
Yeah.
We were just very giddy about that and kept singing the theme tune at him and making him do the American accent. You know, he's also in Bugsy Malone as well.
And he was in Lockstock as well, wasn't
he? Yeah.
He's great in Lockstock.
Yeah. What a nice bloke.
Plays a chef called Soap.
you can't cut meat properly. Anyway.
Dom, you know when we left the first pub and then we went to meet your wife?
Yeah.
Did I have my jacket or not?
You lost that nice black one.
Yeah.
I had 14 yoghurts last night.
How do you feel?
I vomited.
Oh, did you?
Because I had so much
yoghurt. Too much yoghurt, too much dairy.
Yeah. It was just too sickly after a while.
Sure.
Sorry, Dave, are you talking about your jacket?
I think it might be in the first pub.
Right.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you might have left it in the first one. Let's phone later.
Go on, Dave, say it. Just blurt it out, mate. It says Rich in Bristol.
No, my head is full of secret things, and I'm not going to say until...
Alison in Brighton's texted in saying, Dave, what's your PIN number?
I can't tell you.
I know what it is. I saw Dave at the cash point one day. Do you know what it is?
No.
Same as mine. Star, 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 star.
Is it?
Yeah.
Write that down.
Actually, you're wrong. It's star, 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 star.
Or XXXX. The people are driving cars and I'm going, I can't believe Miles has got the same PIN as I have. Well, if you normally wake up and listen to the first bit of the show and go, right, you know what Andy Peters does some mornings? He goes, I'm not going to get out of bed till they play their first song. And then some mornings we speak for like 25 minutes and they get a nice lie in. Well, this morning, I'm going to play a record now, so there you go. So we had a great night last night. We're all fired up. We're ready for the weekend. I spent a good half an hour this morning with a massive slab of Lurpak and my moccasins, and I am now ready for the weekend because I have buttered my shoes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should have been out with us last night. It would now make perfect sense. So we have a big announcement to make. We've got Jake Humphrey on the phone later. And the golden hour at 9 o'clock. Get ready, because let's start the show.
Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. Good morning from the Chris Moyle Show. International Radio. International Radio.
A lovely text has come in saying, Chris, when you actually go to the Leeds Festival, are you going today? If you are, is it possible you could take a toothbrush and some toothpaste and drop it off to my daughter Leah as she forgot to bring hers? Thanks. Yeah, sure. If any parents are listening, if you want me and Dave to drop anything off to people at the Leeds Festival, just give us a text now and we'll stop off at Sainsbury's or Asda or wherever and we'll just buy loads of deodorant. No, we won't. We'll buy toothbrush and toothpaste. They ain't going to be using deodorant, are they?
No.
Anyone need any spare knickers? We're your boys. That comes out wrong, but you know what I mean. 8119.
Hello.
Hi.
Friday. International Radio 1.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I am ready.
I'm fine.
I need to find my jacket.
Oh, stop talking about your jacket. Killers! Can I ask a question? Right. Did everybody go out last night? And I mean the whole of the United Kingdom.
Why?
Here are just a few text messages. Hi, Chris. I'm off on holiday this morning. Can you give a massive shout out to my girlfriend and parents and say I love them a lot? Says cheers. Says Toby from Farnham. How long are you going away for? Yeah. Send my love, will you? I'm going on holiday. Do they know? Have you just decided now? Here's another one. Great tunes this morning, says Dan, cleaning his oven in Bristol. It's 6.57. Who cleans ovens at 6.57? Here's another one. Hannah in Sheffield, who wins so far. My mum had a few glasses of wine last night and she fell asleep on the sofa. I thought it'd be funny to draw a moustache on her face. She still hasn't noticed. Love you.
on your mum?
Not my mum.
No. On Hannah's mum.
Hannah's never met my mum. She might have done. There's a good chance. But everyone seems a little bit giddy this morning, which is how I like it. Now, here's a good game to play, I've suddenly thought of. This is good news for all except one person. How many times have you bought breakfast this week, Dom? We need Sarah for this, because Sarah can get the breakfast.
Once. Sarah, come in.
Once on, I think, Wednesday I bought.
Dave, you bought?
No, yesterday I bought, because it was a big one.
Yeah, I've certainly bought once.
I think I'm getting hit with it this morning.
Hello.
Who hasn't bought breakfast this morning? This week?
Toby.
Oh, right.
What, Toby the news editor?
Have I paid
news
for breakfast this week?
I don't think you have, actually.
So it's between me and Toby. Because it's Friday, which means, and we're out last night, it's going to be a lot of sausage and bacon sandwiches going on this morning.
It's what we call Fat Friday, where normally people that might have muesli or toast actually have a full English or Scottish.
Toby, book. Heads or tails? Heads.
Here we go.
Oh, dude.
Says
sorry.
Toby on
tails.
It.
Tails, sorry about that. Best of three. Okay, we'll go again. No, oh, not your lucky day, is it, Tobes? Brilliant. Lovely. Sausage sandwich, please, with extra caviar. That'd be nice. Lovely. He never pays for breakfast, though, does he?
No.
Seriously?
No, he doesn't.
He's had to, here we go. Look, isn't it?
Always pay for breakfast.
I always pay for breakfast. Has he paid any day this week, Sarah?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. I always pay for breakfast. Yeah. He hasn't paid this week. He's so tight, he wouldn't give a door about.
He's one of those people that when you're in the pub and it comes round to rounds, he goes to the toilet just when they decide who's going to pay. I bet he's one of those people that goes to the loo on a train when the conductor comes round.
Hey, Dominic?
I've never done that. Never done that either.
No.
I sat with Dominic the other day on the train. He pretended to be asleep and the ticket inspector came on.
I had a ticket. It was absolutely fine, but I just, you know, had to take a nap.
Just not necessarily for that carriage we're in.
Oh, possibly.
And he got away with it. It was great. But what are you making a face for, Rach? They can't do anything about it now. They can't throw him off.
Exactly. They're not going to.
Dominic Byrne.
They're not going to backdate that fine.
I was just keeping you company. That's all it was.
That's right. Yeah. It was nice.
I was visiting more than sitting.
So, what's the breakfast order? Toby, do you want to write this down, my darling? So, what are you going to have?
I don't know. Is a bacon baguette?
That's nice. I'll have a sausage baguette.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sausage baguette.
Two sausage baguettes there, Toby.
With Tommy sauce, please.
Sausage and baguettes.
Oh, the cafe's out. Oh, I'll just have caviar on dodo, please. That's what I'll have. That'd be lovely.
Red sauce, please, Tobes.
Yep. And Carrie will have lasagna. And Rachel would like chicken tikka masala with gold bullion. Thank you.
And a jacket potato on the side.
Oh, yes. And don't forget the jackpot.
Don't push it there, Rachel. And if you'd like Toby to buy your breakfast, text him what you'd like to 81199. Do it right now.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1. Start your message with Toby.
Yeah. Toby, I would like. That's what you start your message with. We'll see how many text messages we get in for Toby to go to the cafe and the cup. He'll never pay, though.
No.
Because he's tight as anything. Do you know how tight he is? He makes Carrie look generous.
Seriously?
That's how bad he is. You know what you're like, Carrie.
I know.
I only had half a glass of water, so I've worked out how much the water is and how many glasses you get out of it, and I've worked out that half a glass is a penny.
Yep. Watch the pennies and the pounds take care of themselves. Yep.
That is true, by the way, because I got a load of change out of my pocket the other day, and whilst I was looking after the pennies, the pounds went off down the road and had a couple of pints and then came back.
They'll look after themselves.
Yep.
Are you really talking about this? Says one text. Yes, we are. Good point. Right, Black Eyed Peas play next. Let's get the news and sport. Dominic and Carrie. It's a minute past 7.
As well. Windy, Tay-Tay. 5 minutes past 7 now.
By the way, they're going to be in the live lounge with Joe Wiley today.
Windy, Tay-Tay.
Windy, Tay-Tay.
Are they? Chris
Moyle Show. Hello.
I'm Dave Windy. National
Radio. And I'm Steve Tay-Tay.
And together we are...
Windy, Tay-Tay. Steve.
Right, 6 minutes past 7. Good morning. If you're up to the Reading or Leeds Festival, you are going to have a top time. If you're up to Creamfields, you're going to have a top time. If you're up to the Carnival, if you're doing nothing, just chilling out for the weekend, then enjoy it because it's the weekend. And I know we've got to work today, but it starts now, as far as I'm concerned.
I have a nice message for you from people who are at the Leeds Festival already.
Oh, nice.
Pleased to hear that you and Dave are going up.
Where do we get these from?
From Andy Brownstone. Newsbeat's
Andy
Brownstone.
He's Andy Brownstone!
It's him.
Nice. Gotta get the news and read it on the air. Dominic is my friend and now he's got no hair. Him there. All right, let's hear it.
Hey, hi, Chris. It's Katie Anne.
Lindsay.
We're here in Leeds and it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's so much better than Reading. It's about time Leeds got more coverage because it's ace.
Now, this guy has a brilliant reason as to why Leeds is better than Reading.
Oh, are these Leeds are better than Reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reading's just full of posh people who walk around with, like, umbrellas or something. Exactly, posh people. That's what Reading's about. Leeds is northern.
So,
Reading,
yeah,
posh people, and all they do is walk around with umbrellas and that. Nice.
Leeds
is northern. Just in case no one knew that.
It sounds like David from Big Brother. Big Brother? No. Like, honestly, like, these people are better than Reading people because, like, all Reading people are posh and all they do is walk around with umbrellas and stuff, even if it's not raining.
Hey, hi, Chris. It's Katie Ann.
Lindsay.
We're here in Leeds and it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's so much better than Reading. It's about time Leeds got more coverage because it's eight.
Reading's just full of posh people who walk around with, like, umbrellas or something. Exactly, posh people. That's what Reading's about. Leeds is northern.
Northern.
That's good, isn't it?
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Gene.
Two reasons.
So when you said you've been asking people at the Leeds Festival
yeah.
about me and Dave going up there,
yeah.
A, there was only two people on that, and
yeah.
B, it was nothing about me and Dave going to the Leeds Festival, was it?
But it was, you know, geared towards you going up
sure.
there.
Sure. So Mr. Brightside from yeah. Newsbeat has gone all the way up to Leeds, and he's interviewed two people.
Yeah. He sent lots more down, which I haven't edited yet,
because
oh, they're very long.
Now, I'm looking forward to it today. Going to be driving up the M1 later on.
Well, I'm not looking forward to that bit, but I'm looking forward
wait.
To getting there.
The nice 19-hour drive to Leeds at the M1. In the old days, it used to take about 3 hours, but these days, it's 19.
I'm going to Somerset, so I've got about a 25-hour drive.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I need to look out for the dinosaur that I haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah, you got to look
the
out for
the new dinosaur, yeah. Got to look out for that.
Toby from Newsbeat, the news editor man who's paying for breakfast this morning. Here is the order from our listeners. Toby, I would like cheese and blueberry jam sandwich, please, says Ollie in Kent.
Ooh.
Toby, I would like a steak and egg baguette, says Stuart from Stirling. That sounds nice.
That does sound nice.
Hey, Tobesy, I'll take a cheeky sausage sandwich and some Earl Grey tea. I love a bit of that, says Carla.
Nice.
Toby, I'd like a full fry up with fried new potatoes on the side, says Alistair in Shropshire. Toby, I would like some waffles. Thank you, says Laura in Bradford. Connor in Swindon would like otter with dove on toast, because he knows that he knows that Toby's paying.
Yeah.
I'd like a bagel with cream cheese, honey, bacon and a banana. Thanks, Kerry in Belfast. Another one here just says, Toby, I would like a baby.
Really?
Toby's
oh, yeah.
baby?
Blimey.
He says that's fine.
Yeah.
Toby, I would like pancakes with strawberries and cream. Thanks, says Molly in Edinburgh, getting ready for school. And Scott from Birmingham is probably the winner of the healthiest Chris Moyle Show listener. Toby, I would like Dunkin' Donuts and a can of Mountain Dew. Oh, I tell you what, Scott, that's a calorie-controlled diet yeah. you're on, isn't it? If you're trying to be fast. Feel free to keep texting in. Or if you want to phone Toby directly on his mobile number, his personal mobile number is 07... And we'll give out the other numbers later.
Yeah. One number every half an hour
yeah.
until the golden hour. Does that work or not?
Yes, I suppose. Sarah from Swindon would like Robbie Williams on toast, please. If you can sort that, Toby, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah. Well, this time next week,
we can have that.
Yeah. That's been announced, hasn't it? Yeah. yeah.
And a few people texting in saying, proof there why Leeds is not better than Reading is that bloke there.
Yeah.
It's just full of people with umbrellas. Yeah. They just walk around with umbrellas all the time, my brother. See, Vash?
Leeds is northern.
Chris, have you made yourself a CD for the journey? If so, what's on it, says Joe. Now, no, Joe, I haven't. But I've got quite a posh car. I've got MP3 cards in my car.
Have you?
So I can load on loads and loads of tracks.
Yeah.
But I do like making a CD for a journey, I've got to be honest. For my own home use, it's not illegal.
Mm.
So, no, I think I will today. I might do, I will. Any particular...
That's good funding,
you know,
ahead of a long journey.
I'm going to do a Reading and Leeds Festival CD full of tracks from the acts I'm going to see.
You see, in contrast, we're going to have 3 hours at least, and that'll be a good run on a Friday,
yeah.
of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse album, because Nicole's going to be in the car with
But that's a good one as well, isn't it, in its own way?
Oh, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse album. Actually, I'll be listening to that
yeah,
as well.
I'll do your copy. I'll put it on cassette for you.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. Thanks very much. Because, of course, I drive a car from the 1950s. Chris Moyle Show. Put it on 8-track cart, please. National Radio 1. Yeah, that's right. Lovely. Right. It's 12 minutes past 7. It's Friday morning. This is BBC Radio 1. 1.
Well, I've got a feeling.
Yeah, that you left your jacket in the pub last night.
Yep.
We know. Will you leave it out?
I got a feeling.
That's Ignorance from Paramore on BBC Radio 1. Before that, the Black Eyed Peas and I Got a Feeling. It's 20 past 7. So we think we're speaking to Jamie Oliver later on this morning. That's what, if he's awake.
That was something that Matt Fincham set up last night.
Yeah, about midnight.
Hey, Jamie, do you fancy being on the show tomorrow?
What are we going to talk to him about?
Last night.
Fine.
And our secret night of egg and chips.
And beans.
Sounds great.
It's a new recipe he's working on. He doesn't want his competitors to find out what he's doing. He's crazy, right? He got some bread and fried it. It's a completely new thing. Mm. No one's ever heard of.
But if he did that, which I believe he did, he would make it taste completely different.
Yeah, that's right. Because he put chips in the bread, in the toast, and fried them. It was amazing.
He's good at cooking, isn't he?
Yeah. So that's what we did last night. We had a great little night, and then I'm just so excited about the weekend. And bank holiday weekend, we got Monday off.
Yay!
And it's a 10-hour takeover on Radio 1, where you can phone and text in and ask for any song, anything. Anything you want. TV theme tunes, adverts, any song you want. And Radio 1 will try and play it for you. And it's brilliant.
And it's a good job that it is 10 hours as well, because that should span the journey down the M1 on Bank Holiday Monday when we're coming home.
I really enjoy listening to that. I know that sounds very corporate, but
you'll be stuck in traffic on Monday, pretty much, and you have to put the radio on because they will play. And it's a good lineup. Nihal's on at 1, and he'll be really giddy. He'll be into it. And then Greg James is on at 4, which means they'll be really giddy. Because as a DJ, it's a great thing to do. Switch the microphone on and go, what do you want to hear? Name it, anything. So you'll end up hearing the most bizarre mix of music. You'll hear YMCA by the Village People, followed by, you know, Black Eyed Peas, followed by Eminem, followed by Frank Sinatra. It'll be all over the place, but it's great. It's really
exciting.
It's
Scott, then Dev, then Nihal, then Greg. I think it's the lineup for the 10-hour takeover on Monday.
Then there's a Reading and Leeds special at 7 o'clock for 5 hours of highlights from the big festivals. So all in all, it's going to be good. Now, do you want a breakfast update?
Yes.
Toby, or Tight Toby, as they call him. He's shied out of paying for breakfast this morning, so I'm paying.
How did that work?
Because he didn't have to put his hand in his pocket. He sews up his pockets. That's what he's got. Deep pockets, short arms, Rachel, if you know what I mean. So that's why he's not getting anything. Did you think you were going to get something? No. Been on all week, you greedy pig. Put your hand in your pocket, Chemical Brothers fan.
I love Toby, though.
I still love that story. For those of you who've never heard it. Toby's at the Newsbeat office. There's somebody being interviewed in the Newsbeat studios. He nudges someone. He goes, who's that in there being interviewed? They said to him, that's the Chemical Brothers. He goes, oh, I love the Chemical Brothers. Where's your head at? That's Basement Jackson. Pillow. Mind you, didn't you also do that one morning on the air? We were talking about Michael Jackson songs, and you went, what's that Michael Jackson song which goes, Heal the World? What's that called? It's called Heal the World.
Earth Song, I thought it was.
No, you were
definitely singing chorus. Weird, because then Earth Song became a karaoke favourite of mine. Didn't Jane do Earth Song with you last week?
Not with me, with my friend Caroline at my karaoke
thing last song.
Saturday. Well,
I've never seen you do Earth Song.
Did it in Plymouth?
I've seen you do it once. You hardly make it your song if you've done it once.
Well, no, the only reason why it didn't become my song afterwards is because I don't think the band play it. And, of course, now you know that when we go out and do karaoke do's, you know, who knows when we'll do that again. But anyway, when we do, we have a live band.
All right.
Your voice is so low today.
It is a bit low, isn't it?
Do you feel left out? I can fix that.
Hello.
Don't you worry.
I could do my impression of Dave when I phoned up, because I couldn't get through to you this morning, Chris.
Again?
So because I knew that Dave was staying there, I just thought, right, I'm going to leave it up to him. And this is what it was like. The phone rang, and this is how he answered the phone.
Hello.
Oh, no, that's not deep enough.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Morning. I'm very tired.
No, I didn't even get that.
Is it time to get up and go to work?
Did I just answer your question? Was that it?
No, I went, you're at Chris's, aren't you? Yes. Good. You go wake him up.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello? Hello?
That's what Dave does all the time.
Hello? Hello?
And actually, I got up this morning and sent him a little text saying, wake up.
And it was weird because I was just about to come into your room and knock on the door and actually wake you up. And I was there sat on your bed in the spare room, not on your bed where you were. I was like,
say hello.
On t'other bed. And then you said, oh, wake up. And I thought, I'm awake already. This isn't the best story in the world.
You should have gone and done what,
Hey, buddy, it's time to get up and go to work.
I've done that before.
You should have gone and done what Sophie's niece did the other day to Chris.
Yeah, just walk into the bedroom and just stand there
in my underpants,
2 millimetres away from my nose and stare at me with a massive smile on your face. That was freaky. Won't be forgetting that for a long time. Dear Chris and the team, I've been listening to your show for years on my way to work. You lot make me laugh, which is a great way to start the day. But I'm not going to work today. I'm driving my beautiful wife, Hayley, to the hospital as she's pregnant and 14 days overdue, and we're going to have our first baby.
Aww.
We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. If you could wish her good luck, tell her she's amazing. I love her, and please don't crush my hand later. I'd be very grateful. Enjoy the Leeds Festival. That's from Will from Canterbury. Well done, Will. Best of luck, buddy, for you and your missus, Hayley. I hope you have a beautiful baby, and don't forget, if it's a boy or a girl, to name your child after every member of the Chris Moyle Show. Mm. That's right. That'll be a fitting tribute to your love for our programme, and also a decision that you'll regret for the rest of your lives. It's 7:26. Oh, that's a lovely little baby boy. What's his name? It's Chris, Dave, Rachel, Aled, Kerry, Matt Fincham. Rolls off the tongue.
Matt Fincham.
Imagine that.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, hello everybody.
Right, Sam Sparrow.
Exactly 7:34.
Are you basically saying to us today that the weather's going to be rubbish and the traffic is going to be appalling?
The traffic's going to be horrific, as it always is on the Friday of any August bank holiday, and the weather is not great, although the weekend is better. Sunshine and cloud.
Brilliant.
But today could be like hail and stuff.
It's going to be a hell of a drive to Leeds.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can hardly wait. 7:34... Joe Wiley's from the Reading Festival this morning at 10 o'clock.
Hi, Chris, it's Joe. Loads of live music going on over the weekend from Carnival, from Creamfields and from the Reading Festival. I'm here at the moment. Fingers crossed, you know what our history is with live links and all that kind of stuff. I will be talking to you a little bit later on. We're going to be doing the whole show from here at the Reading Festival, and we have live music coming up from Florence and The Machine. Speak to you later.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
You're right, Dave. Dave.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
2, 3, 4.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
You actually waved. She's not here. She's on tape, Dave.
Hi, Chris. It's Joe.
No, no.
Hi, Chris. It's Joe.
She's on tape.
Yeah. I know, but she's on tape from the Reading Festival, which
that's
is exciting.
Right. But you don't have to wave when you say goodbye. I tell you what, while Dave's in this delicate state from last night, Dave, listen to this.
25 balls will be released into the cube. You have 15 seconds to pick them up and place them in the container. That's 1.6 balls every second, Dean. They must remain inside the container to be successful. You must drop the ball down the tube and catch it before it hits the floor at the other end. You must count the squares on the floor, Dean. This is the body, an expert in all games played within the cube.
Right, do you understand what you've got to do?
Yep.
Brilliant, great, okay, nice. Okay, so, Jake Humphrey. We'll speak to him about the Grand Prix in 2 records time. It's Radio 1!
I like them.
I just don't get it, I'm sorry. It's just, it's like a... Oh, my heart. That's what it sounds like to me, with a drum kit falling down the stairs. I'm sorry, I know a lot of you crazy kids love it, but I don't get it.
You see, I like it. It's very percussive.
Well, that's why I play it. I play it for the people who like it.
I like it too. Hmm.
But for the rest of us who don't like it, you know, whatever. It's 7:43. That's not a great line, was it? So for the rest of us...
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Boom, 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 boom. And now it's time to speak to Mr. Jake Humphrey.
Good morning, Mr. Moyle.
Morning, Jake.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. I'm sat right on top of the Toyota garage in Belgium.
Oh. How is Belgium this morning, Jake?
It's beautiful, actually. It's lovely up here. We're right in the middle of the Ardennes Forest, so it's a bit odd because normally you come to a big city, like, you know, last weekend we were in the middle of the port, you know, in Valencia, and it was all very citified. This is totally the opposite. You're literally driving down country lanes to get to the circuit, which gives it a special atmosphere.
It's pâté country, isn't it, the Ardennes?
Yeah, we are up in the Ardennes Forest, yeah. I haven't seen much pâté so far.
Yeah. Does pâté grow on trees in the forest?
No, I think they harvest it. It's like a root vegetable, isn't it?
Oh, no idea. I don't know what it is. I've never made it.
So it's very posh.
Wow. These conversations are fascinating with Jake, because not only do you learn about the Grand Prix, you learn about a whole array of things.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah. Last... Valencia looked absolutely beautiful on the television. It looked like a really cool place to be. Do you get any time at all to kind of mooch around or enjoy it?
Well, we were lucky actually with Valencia because we went out on the Wednesday. So normally we come out to a race circuit on the Thursday. So for example, yesterday was a sort of 5:30 alarm call, and then on the Eurostar, and then on a local train, and then in a hire car, and then we got to the circuit by about 2 in the afternoon. So now it's pretty quick because we had yesterday afternoon, and now we've only got Friday to watch free practice, write the script. So not much time this weekend, but we did manage in Valencia to go out on the Wednesday night because we went out there a day early. It was brilliant.
And who do you go out with
for a night out? Well, normally we just go out with the production team. Right. We've got a few people. We've got a guy called Sunil, who you can actually see pictures of him on my blog. He loves a party. It's amazing. And a couple of the bosses as well. I think one time they'd been out having some dinner, and at 11 o'clock walked, when we were in Turkey, walked all the way back to the hotel, and then decided that they'd rather go back to the bar. So walked all the way back to the bar at about sort of 1 in the morning. So
that's BBC bosses for you. Night out. You know what they're all like.
But surely you must have an hour or so in order to go off in Belgium and buy your missus some Belgian chocolates or maybe yourself some Belgian beer as a memento of your trip.
Well, I think I should do that. Mm. I think maybe the BBC should work into the shedule for the weekend an hour's shopping time, shouldn't they? But, we'll go out and do a bit of shopping.
But even if you don't get the hour, the thing is, Jake, you're potentially a big star now. What you can do is you can say to some you know normal person with a job who works on the show, excuse me, a good man, would you pop into town and buy me some chocolates and some beer? Play. That's
Do you know what? When I first started in television, you'll remember this anyway, that you used to have runners, you used to have people that were sort of employed to help out and do all sorts of different jobs. These days, you're so streamlined, you go in the office, everyone's working. I'd feel slightly bad saying, listen, jump in a hark, I'll go and buy me some chocolate.
Or you'd have to ask the fella who's named after that police station in the bill to actually pop off and get you some chocolates for your lady.
Sunil. Oh, yeah, very good. Oh. Very good. Yeah. Sunil is a little busier though because he's in charge of all the sort of the VT boys and he's responsible for the nice edited stuff. So maybe if he works extra hard today and I tell him that Dave said he has to go out and buy me some chocolate and beer, he might do that. What do you think?
I think it's
worth an ask, isn't it?
I could have got a free watch for Harriet because one of the teams were doing a sort of a tie-in with a watch company. And I thought, why are all these journalists turning up for this? You know, they're just sort of talking about a watch. Then I realised at the end of it they were giving away goodie bags and I think there was a watch in there.
Hang on a second. Jake, you must get everything from all these companies. You must get goodie bags and whatnot coming out of your ears.
No, I haven't. Do you know what? That is remarkable. I've had virtually... Well, I don't know what I have had, actually, free...
Right, well, let me run through. You need to have the essentials. Do you have the Vodafone, McLaren, umbrella and baseball cap?
No.
Oh, dude! Everyone's got that!
Even we've got that.
Yeah, but I think that's the difference you see between a potential star and a star.
Yeah, but you're there. That's you see them all.
I'm just one of the workers, man. I'm just one of the journalists.
But they know who you are. They nudge each other and they go, oh, there comes that lovely Jake boy. As you walk by, because they're from Germany, and then they see you and you should say, hello, ladies. I don't suppose you have any of those umbrellas and baseball caps. And they go, for you, Jake, of course. And they will give you them.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah, and you go away on so many trips now, you need to bring things back to your wife, and you can go, darling, I went all the way to Belgium and I bought you, and she'll go, oh, chocolates, and you go, no, a Braun baseball cap, and she goes, oh, great, puts it with the other collection of baseball caps.
She quite likes Jensen Button, she probably wouldn't mind a Braun baseball cap, actually.
Yeah. Does she understand about the Grand Prix, or does she get confused and think that Jensen Button is the lead singer of Coldplay?
No, she's getting more and more into it. It's my parents who I'm amazed by. Like, Dad will literally, if he's been out, I don't know, mowing the lawns or something, he'll come in and go, now, tell me about Braun's tyres. Have they managed to solve the problem? Are they getting the heat in them? And I'm thinking, you know, my dad wouldn't have known a Formula One car if it had parked in his garage a few months ago.
I tell you what, and even more bizarre, the year that Jake said when his dad is out mowing the lawns,
yeah.
Which means they have more than one. They obviously live in a massive stately home with 15 acres of land.
Yeah, but they live in Norfolk, you see. For about 15 quid, you can buy a massive stately home with acres and acres of land.
Does anybody remember Jake on Rapture Television in Norwich?
Is
there anybody listening now going, his voice sounds very familiar? Well, maybe you remember a young, fresh-faced TV presenter on Rapture TV in Norwich, and that was little Jake.
Those were the days. You know how I ended up there was from messing up my A-levels, and on the day I returned to do my retakes, my politics teacher said, oh, if anyone wants to help out at this TV channel, head down there. And I ended up doing work experience for £5 a week, and then they needed a presenter. So they called me in the office and said, look, we'll double your money if you present the show.
Wow.
We used to line up, and there was this guy called Roger, and he had a cash tin, and all the runners and me would line up, and he'd give a fiver out to each other, and I'd get a tenner. that was my sort of first presenting. That was about 12.
That's not the story I heard.
Oh, well, you've been speaking to Martin again, haven't you?
Yeah, and Martin, because my mate, Imaginary Martin. Now, he reckons that he gave you your first presenting job.
Yeah, I think he was very heavily involved in getting me on the screen.
But the story I heard, this is the story I heard, and I'll be gutted if this isn't true, because I love this, is that they had a competition to find a presenter, search for a presenter.
Yeah.
And you won, because you were far better than all the other candidates.
No, but I'll tell you what it was, right? This is the truth, and this is a long time ago, and it wasn't on the BBC, so I think I'm okay to tell you that the audience were mildly deceived 12 years ago on Rapture Television. Mm. Basically, no one watched this channel. You could only watch it if you were sort of on a certain street in Liverpool, hanging your bum out the window, holding a coat hanger, whistling the national anthem or something.
Mm. That's how they watch television in Liverpool.
Slightly fuzzy picture of Rapture TV. And so we ran this competition for viewers to send in a home video, and we didn't get any. My job was to man the phone lines. For 9 hours a day, I'd sit there, and all I'd do is ring my own mum. You know, no one rang into this TV channel. So they came to me on the sort of Saturday morning and said, look, we're live this afternoon with this competition. We haven't got any videos. So can you and the WorkEx boys, the three of you, go out and film a video? So I sort of went out and filmed this video, and eventually Roger, who was the boss, I was sitting there operating the auto cue, which is, you know, the little button so the presenters knew what to say, and I was sitting in the back of the studio, and this guy went, and the winner of our final presenter competition is Jake Humphrey!
Yay!
And I'm on the auto cue thinking, it doesn't say that on here, what's that all about? And so then that is very true. I ended up going to Paris, and then when I came back, the male presenter left his job, and they said, look, we'll double your money. From £5 to £10 a week.
£10, you can't say no.
If you present this show, so I ended up presenting Exposure on Rapture TV.
Listen, let's not go through an entire biography now, Jake. Let's leave some for the forthcoming weeks. Christ almighty, he can talk. Good Lord.
Let's talk about Formula One.
Yes, let's talk about Formula One.
Boom, 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 boom. This is the weekend of the season, man.
Boom. Bum, 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 bum.
Why can we not get you two to do the opening titles for us? I'm taking off my headphones.
Okay, right, we stopped.
Ouch.
Jenson Button insists he's not feeling the pressure. Button leads standings by 18 points, but has been well off pace recently and must find form, Jake Humphrey.
Correctamundo. I mean, the thing about Jenson Button is, yes, he hasn't scored the points that the guys alongside him have. You know, the three drivers who are also battling for the world driver's title, Sebastian Vettel, Mark Webber, Rubens Barrichello, they have been picking up more points than Jenson. But, importantly, he has scored at every single race so far this season. And the problem, and I'm sure regular listeners to our chat on a Friday will know, the problem for Braun recently has been the tracks have been cool and they can't get the heat in their tyres, so they're not fast enough. Well, they think they might have solved the problem, and this will be the first cool race since they've really, really, hopefully got to grips with this problem as far as they're concerned. So we'll see. You know, today is going to be really important. Jensen's already said that practice today, which you can see 5 to 9 and 5 to 1 via the red button on the BBC, is going to be the most important practice, because it'll tell them basically going forwards for the last few races if that tyre is going to work and if they are going to pick up some points. And yeah, he has been feeling the pressure, Jensen, actually.
Yes,
you can see it in his face.
You can see it in his
Jake,
face.
Jake, would you say that the cool conditions that are likely in Spa this weekend, will they suit Lewis Hamilton?
Well, I think at the moment, I think It's impossible to say with that car at the moment because it has gone from being such a poor car. You may have seen Eddie Jordan refer to it as a dog of a car for the whole season, and it is now a much, much better car. And Lewis, you know, was very close to winning in Valencia. Obviously, he won the race before that. So, you know, certainly McLaren are going to be there or thereabouts. Mm. But I think it will really suit Red Bull this weekend. Sebastian Vettel and Mark Webber, man. Keep your eye on them.
I'm very impressed with your knowledge, Dave. I didn't think you were into the Grand Prix.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah, thank you.
Have the Red Bull sorted out their problems with the car, though? Because they had a bit of reliability issues, didn't they?
Yeah, Vettel's engine, yeah. Mm. I mean, the problem that he's got is he's only got two engines left. They're restricted to eight engines in a season for costs and various other reasons. And he's only got two left. So team are going to have to be careful with that.
They
six races, two engines.
Sure.
Did you know I'm taking part in a race, Chris?
No, go on.
Yeah, I got... Did you see during qualifying last week, I got my racing licence from Silverstone.
Oh, yes, yeah.
On the 10th of October, I'm going to be racing, hopefully racing a Lotus at Silverstone.
Nice.
With DC as the driver trainer and Eddie reenacting his life as team boss.
You've got the best job in the world.
Do you want to? You should come down. I need a passenger.
But it's just like... I said this on Twitter the other day. Oh, what, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, Jake Humphrey F1, yeah.
Jake Humphrey F1.
Mm.
There's no S on Humphrey.
No, funny that, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
I've been telling everybody what a moyle is, by the way, in the last 7 days.
That's nice, thanks.
Yeah.
So Jake Humphrey F1, and I put on Twitter the other day, I went, I got up really early on Saturday morning, I went for a run, and I kind of had my whole day ahead of me, and Sophie was working all day, it was great, and I thought, what can I do? I can do anything I want. And I put the telly on. Are you still there?
Oh, no.
Ah, the line's just gone down.
And you'll never hear the end of that story.
Oh, what a cliffhanger.
It is the Grand Prix this weekend. Make sure you watch it on the BBC. As you said, quite rightly, there is the practice, the first practice today on the red button, 9 o'clock this morning till 10:30. Second practice at 1 o'clock this afternoon. You can see it on the red button. So watch it. Because
and
it's
online.
There. And online.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Mm. Poor old Jake Humphrey, then we lost the line to Belgium. But don't worry, we've got him back on the phone. Hello!
Hey! By the wonders of modern technology.
And we've got some wicked text in, Jake. We've got to be very, very quick, right?
Go on, then.
I won a game from Rapture TV, Fallout. It was a brilliant game. No wonder I won it, though. I was probably the only person who watched and phoned up.
There'll be people wishing they'd rung in for every competition for 10 years now.
What a wuss Jake is. I am a nobody, and I went to Silverstone and managed to blag a Vodafone hat, says Harry in Cumbria. I went to school with Jake, says Noel from Norwich.
Oh, right. No, yeah, he's a good lad, Noel.
Somebody else says, I don't remember Jake, but his mum taught me at school.
Yeah, she was a food technology teacher, and she taught me to sew.
And here's my favourite one. Ask Jake if he's hard, because I taught him Thai boxing at the Radisson in Glasgow with Angelica Bell.
Yeah, when we were doing the Saturday show. Yeah, we used to stay in the hotel, and we used to do a bit of Thai boxing, a few circuits. Yeah. And then it all went wrong.
Stop going on, Jake. Anyway, so listen, your prediction for the Grand Prix this weekend, please?
It's going to be cooler. It's going to suit Red Bulls. I am saying Sebastian Vettel, yes, he's got engine problems, but he needs a win. He's going to win it. Kimi Raikkonen for Ferrari does well here. He'll be second. Mark Webber third. Jenson Button fourth. And his teammate Rubens Barrichello fifth. And I know my prediction last week was rubbish.
And who will be 12th?
Kazuki Nakajima for Williams.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking. Suzuki Nakajima.
Hey, Nakajima. All right, leave it now. Have a lovely day. Thank you, Jake Humphrey.
Bye-bye, Mr. Moyle. Enjoy the coverage. 10 past 12, Saturday and Sunday, BBC One.
Thank you. There he is. He's so good.
Isn't he good? He's so very good. Corporate in our message.
Very corporate. Yeah. Very good. But very corporate in a very relaxed manner.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
If you want to follow Jake on Twitter, he's Jake Humphrey F1. Or I'll follow him, then if you go to my page, you can go look at my friends and then follow him.
Follow via a follow.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. All right, good boy. I like him. Right, OK, coming up, we have a massive announcement about the Chris Moyle Show going on tour. We'll tell you about it next after the news of sport with Dom and Carrie. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
4 minutes past eight now.
We're going on tour, baby! We got a tour bus and amplifiers and
bowl with blue M&Ms in it. That's right, we're going on tour, baby.
So listen to this crazy thing, right? As of Monday, the 7th of September, this show, the Chris Moyle Show, will become the longest-running breakfast show in Radio 1's history. We've lasted longer than Mark and Lard on the breakfast show. How long were they on for?
7 months.
Simon Mayo and Dave Lee Travis and all of them. It's the longest-running breakfast show Radio 1's ever had. So to celebrate, we're getting a brand new tour bus and we're taking the show on the road for a week. We're going to have a few nights for the Chris Moyle Show, doing our karaoke night at various venues around the UK. Now, if you want to come, you've got to listen carefully to where we're going and what you need to do to get tickets. So, are you interested in coming to see us? Here's what you do. Here's where we're going. Here's what we're getting up to on our Chris Moyle Show on tour. Monday, the 7th of September, we will be in Cardiff, in Wales.
Yay!
So if you want to come and see us in Wales, that's our little gig in Cardiff on a Monday night. On Tuesday night, to my hometown of Leeds.
Yay!
And we're playing at the O2 Academy on Tuesday night. Then we're getting our tour bus and we drive up to Scotland. And on Wednesday night, we'll be in Glasgow.
Yay!
And then we have to come all the way back down from Glasgow to London. And on Thursday night, we'll be at Indigo at the O2, the big dome in London, on Thursday night in London.
Yay!
Sorry, Belfast, we can't go and see you, but that's Piers Bradford's fault. That's Piers Bradford. Thank you.
It's not Piers's fault. It is. It's to do with
the bus.
Geography and logistics.
The bus. And Piers, and I said we should go, and I was told, we can't go, dude, because it means that the bus will, kind of, won't be used for the 2 days, and it's like too expensive to when it do. And he also, he hates Northern Irish people.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
I might have made that last bit up.
And also, we'll be making sure that we do go over to Northern Ireland very, very soon on the Chris Moore Show.
I wouldn't believe them, Northern Ireland.
Yes, we will.
No, we will.
You know what these people are like. They're all liars. The thing is, we can't get everywhere, and it's only 4 nights. So it's going to be Cardiff, Leeds, Glasgow and London. If you want to come along, and why wouldn't you? The night is our karaoke night, so it's me and Dave and Dom and Carrie and Race and Alan, to a lesser extent Matt Fincham. We have our band, and they play karaoke songs, and you get up out of the crowd and you sing with a proper live band, none of this backing tape rubbish, and you get to sing with Dave or with Alan or with Dom or with me if you're attractive and busty and blonde and female, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
If you're attractive, busty and blonde and a bloke, well, you know what, after a few drinks, why not?
You sing with Dominic.
Yeah. Hello.
They're good nights. Just ask anybody who went to Bristol. If you want to come to Cardiff, Leeds, Glasgow or London, here's what you do. If you go and register at the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or Radio 1
online,
as we call it. From the homepage, you'll be taken to the registration form, which will be open until next Friday at 9 a.m. So if you can't get to a computer now, get to a computer later. If you can't get to one later, do it over the weekend or on Tuesday when you get to work or wherever you're going. You've got to be over 18, I'm afraid, and people will be chosen at random after registration closes next Friday. Only one entry per person per event. Ample free parking. Win details on request. Just don't request them. If you want full terms and conditions, and why wouldn't you? This crazy day of the BBC being bonkers, why wouldn't you want full terms and conditions, please?
Don't have partial terms and conditions.
I know many people are sitting there going, this is all well and good, Chris, but what about the full terms and conditions? Well, they're available for you to read at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Only one entry per person. Your home is at risk if you leave the doors and windows open.
Yeah. Well said.
Your weight may go up and down. So if you want to come and see us, Monday, 7th of September in Cardiff, Tuesday, the 8th of September in Leeds, and then Wednesday night we're in Glasgow, and Thursday night we are in London. What's the nearest place to you? Do you want to come and see us? Go to the website, the Radio 1 website. Fingers crossed, it'll be on the homepage, and you click on the link and you just register.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
Yeah.
And then if you've registered, can you do us a favour and send us a text to 8199 telling us that you have registered, because we're just interested to see how many people want to come see us. So go and register online and then text us to tell us that you've registered, and hopefully we'll see you in Cardiff or Leeds or Glasgow or London on the Great Chris Moyle Show on tour.
it's coming around the UK in a great big bus.
The Chris Moyle Show on tour. BBC Radio 1.
It's 10 past 8.
Then you check it out.
It's a FIFA track. If you play FIFA, you'll know this track. Going round and round and round on a loop. I've been waiting for ages for you to come to Glasgow. Chris Moyle's show number one from Andy and Kev and salt coats. Imagine a coat made of salt. I can't find it. I'm a bit thick though, says Anne and Walthamstow. If you go to the Radio 1 website, it's on the home page. You'll see a picture of me singing. Click that and it takes you to it. Chris, why do we have to register? I've always wanted to race around Leeds trying to find Alex. So much more fun, but I'll register anyway. By the way, do Busty Brunettes get to sing with you from Lucy in bed in Leeds?
Should I say why?
Well, hang on a second. To which bit?
Oh, just why you have to register and not race around Leeds.
Oh, I thought you
after
meant...
me.
Because the BBC likes to make it really complicated.
No, it's because we're playing to about 2,000 people each night. So for me to stand in a city and say, can 2,000 people come and find me?
Is yeah, I'd love that.
Bit of a health and safety issue.
Bundle!
Yeah,
but
great. Yeah, bundle out. Did you get a ticket?
So this is a fairer way of doing it as well.
And then an answer to a second question, do Busty Brunettes get to sing with me?
They do.
Brilliant. Chris, I've been listening to you for years now. You guys are great. How could I get tickets to Glasgow if I have no internet? The cow left me last week and took it with her, says Gary from Falkirk.
Well, you have a week, so I suggest the library for free, or you go to an internet cafe for about £1.
Mm. It could do it cheaper than
well,
a
they
pound.
Need to set up like an email account so that they can then get... confirmation that they have a ticket and then go back to the library later to find out if they've been successful.
I want to be a digital snob right now and say, would you not have like a but Google got, Mail or a Hotmail?
He's got no internet. Well, he might have Hotmail or something like that.
It's very easy to set up your own account, though.
It would my internet at my house is rubbish.
Is it?
Oh, it's appallingly bad.
My broadband's not come on yet. It was supposed to happen on Wednesday and still nothing.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, have you plugged it in?
Yeah.
Without any names.
Sure? Look at his face there.
You haven't.
No, we have. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't do it because Jane does that.
It's not like a mascot from a football match. No one knocks at the door and goes, hello, I'm your internet. And they just walk in and sit there. You know,
no, I appreciate that. We've turned on the little box thing, but it's still not happening.
Okay, fine. What do you want to say, Al?
I was just going to say that the internet that I use is really good.
Really?
Really good,
yeah, but
very
I can't
fast.
Get that because that's yeah, cable, isn't yeah, it? And yeah. I can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a shame, actually. But there you go, fine.
What can you do? Anyway, please come and register to see us on tour.
The Chris Moyle Show on tour.
I just registered for Cardiff from Craig and Nelson. Do you know where that is?
No, actually.
Lancashire. South Wales.
Is that?
That's what he said.
Is there a Nelson in South Wales as well?
Unless that's Craig and Nelson there in South Wales. I don't know. Registered for London, says Philippa in Wiltshire. Rachel is registered for Glasgow. I've registered for London. Can you make sure I get the tickets? I'm 23 and I've got massive boobs. But it doesn't say whether it's a bloke or a girl. Do you know what? I hope you get your tickets, whether you are a bloke or a girl.
We're at Broadchurch.
I'll be registering for the tour shortly. I just want my lawyer to check over the full terms and conditions before I commit, says Chris in London.
Good point.
The full terms and conditions are all available. I live in Edinburgh, just registered for Glasgow. See you there, says Ian. Chris, I just booked myself up tickets for the London gig. Hope I get some, says Steve in London, because I live in Greenwich and I can walk home. Duncan in Perth is registered. Jan and Zoe going into Cardiff, hopefully. Beth in Nottingham. Can you register, even if you don't live in those cities?
Yes. If you're willing to travel, that's fine.
Alexa in York says, I'm going to register for Leeds when I get to work. Louise in Aldershot. Siobhan in Glasgow. Darren in High Wycombe. Go to the Radio 1 website, go to the homepage, click on the Chris Moyle Show on tour. That'll take you to the link. You just fill it in, click it, submit it. Really easy. And then hopefully you'll get some tickets to see us in either Cardiff, Leeds, Glasgow or London. And we go on our big Chris Moyle Show on tour.
Apparently the Nelson about which we spoke is near Caerphilly.
Oh, I know that. Caerphilly. What's exciting is that week, even if you can't come and see us on the karaoke night, it's going to be a very special week of shows. We're going to celebrate the fact that we're now the longest breakfast show ever on Radio 1.
There's a journalist, one particular journalist, who wrote when it was announced that I was going to be moving to the morning show, who said, oh, and they think that he's going to add up the figures from Sarah Cox. I don't think so.
Well, not only have we upped the figures from Sarah Cox, and Sarah's lovely, by the way, there's nothing against her, but this journalist was so wrong, we're now going to be the longest breakfast show anyone's ever had. So if you are listening, Mr. Journalist, or anybody had one of those opinions, I'd like to send you this very special visual message.
Can I give that journalist some tickets so he can celebrate?
No.
Good times, come on.
Cardiff, Leeds, Glasgow, London. Go to the website, the homepage of Radio 1. And register. And then send us a text telling us that you've registered, please. Thanks. Can anyone please stop texting in about their boobs and then see if they can get tickets? Because, look, it doesn't, you know...
Check the terms and conditions. Boob size is not a factor.
Yeah, I hate to be a killjoy, but if every single busty lady wanted to sing, we'd be there all night and we can't do that.
And by the way, Rachel's right. Just because you've got big boobs doesn't mean I'm going to be interested, because if you're a dog, I'm looking the other way. I don't care if you are literally just a pair of boobs, right, with 2 feet sticking out the bottom. If you're ugly, ain't happening, sister. If you got a nice pair of boobs and you're very pretty, then bingo, come and sing.
That's not true.
So
it's
picky.
Absolutely true. I'm so fickle.
So picky.
So fickle and so transparent.
That's a little shallow.
It's very shallow. But hey, bottom line is, I ain't getting off with no dogs.
Getting off. You're so cool.
I know. Imagine that big pair of boobs, 2 feet sticking out the bottom, going, hey, can I sing with you? No.
I'm so excited. It's going to be brilliant.
I'm looking forward to it. We get our big tour bus back and we get to travel around the UK like rubbish rock stars. It's great.
We get to smell each other again.
Eh?
We always do, every
year. That was once, and Dominic had too much to drink. Mm. Just wanted to smell everyone.
Oh, look, we're the smelliest team going.
Speak for yourself. Yeah.
Says you, Mr. Never Shower.
I remember when we were in that canal and there was more dropping of wind and snoring than I've ever experienced.
I would say, out of everyone on this show, on cleanliness, you are the worst.
Yeah, I probably would not.
Exactly right. Yeah. So come along and then register, please, for tickets, and then send us a text telling us that you've done it. That'd be great. But you keep watching the text. I want to see where our most popular venue is.
Glasgow, at the moment, seems very popular. I like the fact that someone's texted here saying, why'd you never come to Inverness? And what's funny is in the office, if we have one story about an OB that we've done that has just lived in legendary history, it's Inverness.
An OB is an outside broadcast, is when we come to you.
Why does it live in legendary history?
Oh, Rachel and I always smile and talk about Inverness.
That's when you were doing the afternoon shows and you went to switch the Christmas lights on in Inverness, and we arrived at the airport, and first of all, the warm, lovely people... had that sounded really sarky, but it didn't mean to be. There was a piper playing as we walked off the plane, and then that started a few days in Inverness. It was hilarious.
But that wasn't a stretch limo.
Yeah, but the whole point of that was that wasn't the main story. The fact of the matter is that when we got there, somebody decided that we should be in full Highland dress, didn't they? So we went to this place, and we got fully kitted out in all the gubbins, the shoes, the socks, the badger handbag, the you know, and the whole thing, and then we ended up switching the lights on this open-top bus, but there was a massive sort of board which covered... No one could see what we were wearing.
From the waist down, you couldn't see what we were wearing. We stood there in kilts, freezing our... literally freezing our bits off.
We'd been in kilts from about 10:30 in the morning, all day, everywhere. We'd even been to a Highland Games
with the best fireworks I've ever seen.
But we've been to Inverness a few times.
Yeah.
I don't mind wearing a kilt, though. I kept mine. I like it.
Did you?
Yeah. I really did. I like it.
I had a good time, though.
I never know, though. I've said this before. I never know, though, whether it's a bit tacky. You know when people go to Scotland and they wear a kilt? And I can't decide whether it's tacky or the people of Scotland go, oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you wearing our traditional dress. That's very nice of you. Thank you for your efforts. Or they're going like that. Oh, for God's sake, he's turned up in a kilt. Mm. Have you got a tin of Iron Brew in your back pocket? You're racist. You know, I never know, so...
Option B, I think.
But if the crowd want it, I'll do it. And I'll wear the... And by the way, I will wear the kilt correctly, if you know what I mean.
By the way, I know there's a ferry that goes to Belfast, and it only takes an hour and a half, but you also have to set up for the night, the karaoke, the band have to warm up, and we have to load in for about 1, and we'll be driving from either Cardiff or Leeds. We did look into it. We couldn't make it work. That is why. We will be coming back, though.
John Tickler's just registered for London. He's just texted me.
Oh, good.
Bless him.
Funny enough, he got mentioned on Radio Cumbie last night. He messaged me to say that he was listening, so I said hello.
John Sickles texting way too early. The boy's not allowed to text until the golden hour at 9 o'clock. Them's the rules, John. Right, so the Chris Moore Show on tour. Go to the Radio 1 webpage, to the homepage, rather, of the website. Click on that, register for tickets, then send us a text saying you've just registered for tickets. We'll hopefully see you on tour. One, two, one, two, three, four. Alatayo or Teo?
Teo.
That's Teo Cruz and Break Your Heart, which you can download from the 14th of September. Very nice. Will a prize go to the woman with the biggest breast? Listen, look, it's not... You're really getting the wrong end of the, yeah. what the show is all about. Possibly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not a no, is it?
Yeah. you win a free back rub. That's what you mean.
There you go.
All that backache you've got.
Go online for full entry conditions.
Had it every day in Sri Lanka.
I'm sure you did, love. That's yeah. great. Right, half an hour away from Radio 1's Golden Hour. Guest of the Year from 9 o'clock this morning. Alan will love the songs coming up.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Not all of them, but some of them. Will you be able to guess the year? I say that Dominic will get it right and Carrie and Dave will get it wrong. That's my prediction.
Really?
No.
That,
I'm just trying to make it sound
never
good. Golden Hour is just half an hour away. Meanwhile, news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 8:31.
In the Champions League draw, Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea and Rangers all avoided the biggest teams from Spain and Italy in the group stage draw. England's cricketers beat Ireland by just 3 runs. And the Duckworth...
Cat. On the what?
By the Duckworth... That's it, Lewis Method, in their one day in Belfast. And the RFU have started a task force to clean up rugby.
The R what?
The RFU.
The R...
F... Rugby.
Right.
Board.
What did you say, Dom? The R what?
The RF Union.
The R...
F... U.
Oh, I was only asking.
They've started a task force to clean out rugby in the wake of that fake blood scandal. The president, John Owen, will head it all up.
And the weather, a bright start for eastern and central England, and then showers.
I'm just playing my game, you carry on.
Okay, for pretty much everywhere. There may even be some hail and thunder. Would you like weather for the bank holiday weekend? Tomorrow, the north...
Quick, eat the ghost! Eat the ghost! Eat the ghost! Eat the ghost! Yeah.
Tomorrow, the northern half of the country will be windy with sunshine and showers, the south mainly dry.
Oh, no, I got eaten!
On Sunday, the east will be dry, but then rain spreading across western parts.
I played my game, I didn't hear any of that weather at all. Switching me is golf.
Sunshine and showers.
And let's do proper weather.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Here comes proper weather for the weekend with Mr. Dominic Byrne. I need to find you proper weather music, all right?
Okay,
so you
yeah.
can have...
Proper weather.
That's quite nice.
Right, you can have that or you can have...
I like that as well.
That's
better. This one's good because it's dramatic. This one's good too. Yeah, let's do this one. Can I do this one?
Yeah.
Bank holiday weather. Tomorrow, the northern half of the UK will be windy with sunshine and showers. The south bit will be mainly dry. On Sunday, the east will be dry, but rain will spread in across the west. On Monday, heavy rain in Northern Ireland and Scotland, dry everywhere else. The southeast of England will be sunny.
When you keep saying this as if it's a good thing. I'm not going to be in the southeast of England.
I will be, though.
Yeah, but I'm not. Me and Dave are going to be in Leeds for the weekend.
Oh, it's going to be all right there. Sunshine and cloud.
You sure?
No.
Right. There you go. That's not really accurate weather from the world's worst weatherman, Mr. Dominic Byrne. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much.
Space Pirate!
That's a classic.
Out in space the pirates go, sailing the sound waves deep below.
Yes.
Seeking songs for the radio show.
Space Pirates!
Captain DJ heads the crew, Honk and Tonk and
Lippy too.
Jolly Roger chatting with you.
Space Pirates!
And we all sing
na 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 na, Space Pirates! Space Pirates!
it every day in Sri Lanka. Had it every day in Sri Lanka. Had it every day in Sri Lanka.
All right, leave it, Carrie. Space Pirates is great. When are you bringing it back, Dom?
It's still on. It's always on.
Yeah, I know. It'll be always on forever. But yeah. Is any more new series?
No, there's no new series in the pipeline.
Okay.
Which is a shame.
Only the other day I was watching it and Zorce came on and I said to Nicole, I said, listen, it's Uncle Dominic. And she goes, Dominic.
Did she?
Yeah. What did she say?
Dominic. Dominic. Dominic.
Do you like that? Slaphead.
She didn't say that.
That's what she said.
She
called you
that.
Uncle Slaphead.
No, she doesn't.
Shut your mouth, Uncle Slaphead. I don't know why, but a lot of people started texting in saying, can you play DuckTales? Can you play TV theme tunes? What's that about?
Why don't they wait until Monday when it's the 10-hour takeover when they could actually ask for pretty much anything?
Well,
it's a good point.
Because I don't like waiting, and I just like to get on with it. So that's why. What was that?
Turtle power.
Yeah.
It's turtle power.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said turtle power.
Turtle power.
Turtle power, man.
Aye.
I know. They're heroes in a half shell and they're green.
Turtle power.
I've got another one for you, Dom. Yeah. A nice little TV theme tune just for you, Dominic, to put a smile on your face on the Bank Holiday Friday. That sounds like another TV theme tune, Thundercats.
Which one?
This one. Morning, Jamie Oliver.
Hello, you lovely boys and girls.
Yay!
How are you?
You sound way too perky.
No, well, the girls woke me up at about 6 to come and jump on you, didn't they? So I've been woken up in the most beautiful way by getting jumped on.
Well, we had a lovely night last night. Jamie made us all egg and chips round at his.
Yeah.
And we had a few drinks and we had a lovely time. And we just wanted to say thank you very much.
My pleasure.
No, thank you.
I thought you were all very lovely and you brought all your partners. And it was nice, wasn't it? A little family pie.
Thank you so much,
yeah,
honestly.
Thank you,
just
Jamie.
Brilliant.
It was a beautiful evening.
Now, has any of the things that I put in the food started to repeat on you yet?
I am burping garlic.
Yeah.
A little bit this morning, but other than that, all good.
Great.
And I've got to say, that roast partridge that I had is repeating on me a little bit.
The roast what?
The roast partridge.
Yes. And that turbo lax that I put in your specific burrito.
I'm going to say, that's very helpful this morning. Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Can my little girls say hello to you?
Yeah, of course.
Girls, come and say hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yay. Who are you? What's your name?
I'm Poppy.
Hello, Poppy. I'm Christopher.
Okay. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Poppy. How old are you, Poppy?
7.
Are you married?
No.
Are you not married?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Do you not like boys at all?
No.
Yeah, good girl.
Poppy, your daddy cooked us a lovely tea last night.
Yeah.
He's good at cooking, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think that I'm better at cooking than your daddy?
No.
Okay. Well, you'd probably be right. All right.
Poppy's
have a
right.
nice day, Poppy.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, do you like that?
I love it when you put your wife on the phone and tell her to do that child voice.
She's a special girl, isn't she, that Jules? Oh. So what are you doing now, guys?
Okay, so we've got the Golden Hour at 9 o'clock, where we play songs from 1 year, and you've got the guest of the year. You know that?
Yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock, we have a very, very, very quick meeting. And then at 10:03, I leave for the weekend.
Mm.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to the Leeds, for the Leeds Festival.
Very nice. Very nice. Are you camping?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit effeminate, but I'll be staying in a hotel.
Nice.
No, we're not camping. Seriously, please.
Oh, I thought that was what it was all about.
Yeah, it is for normal people, for the muggles, but not, you know, not for us high-flying VIPs. We just go in, see the bands we need, drink our booze and leave.
Aww.
No, it's good. We're looking forward to it. What are you doing for the weekend, pal?
I've got 3 girls in the family now and my wife, so I will be bouncing on trampolines, dressed up in outfits, pink ballerina's outfits, and basically stuff like that. Very feminine.
But to be fair, you used to do that before you had kids.
Yeah.
That's true, but don't tell everyone about that.
Right, sorry, all right. Well, listen, thanks again for last night. It was lovely, and I don't want to give anything away, but that egg and chips, you know, a dish you did is very good.
And the beans as well.
They were the best baked beans we've ever had.
Yeah, I know, and that tin was so hard to open. Mm.
Yeah.
And that microwavable kebab was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, look, any time, you boys were all very good. The girls were great. Who was that young lady that just didn't stop eating?
Pippa.
Yeah.
She's an eating machine.
No, I loved her because she had an appetite of somebody that I've never even seen before.
It's amazing. Pippa's got like a 22-inch waist and ate the most food out of everybody last night. And then right at the end of the night, she sat next to me and she went, I could still pick, you know. I could still pick.
I know. And she's getting married next week. That poor boy.
I know.
You know the second thing we had? She had 12 of them.
Yeah. And do you know what the second thing we had was? Bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll see you in a few weeks. You're coming on the show in a few weeks, so we'll see you.
All right, mate. Well, that'd be lovely. Thanks for giving us a bow and saying thanks. And no worries. Have a good weekend.
Lots to the family. Cheers, pal.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Lovely, lovely Jamie Oliver, who's taught me how to cook. It really is true. I now cook because of him.
We had the best evening, didn't we, last night?
Oh, look, it's Matt Fincham. He's just arrived. Hi, Matt Fincham.
Hello. What's happened to your hair, Matt?
I haven't done it today.
And also, notice everybody, he's in yesterday's clothes.
You know why, don't you?
As if he didn't go home last night.
He didn't go home. He went to Pippa's home.
Really? Matt, I must say thank you to you for my text at 2:15.
Oh,
thanks.
Sorry. Did it wake you up?
Can I ask a question?
I smell of charcoal.
Well, whatever floats your boat. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How come we all leave last night at about 12:30 and then you text Rachel at 2:15 in the morning? That implies to me that you went back to Pippa's and carried on drinking.
Yeah.
No, we didn't actually. I just drank water when I got back to hers.
Right.
Was it 2:15? I'm so sorry. I just thought, you know. It was a good
phoner. Yeah, all right, well, good. Well, anyway, nice to see you last night. Matt was on best behaviour last night.
Yes, he was.
Until right at the end of the night, he went, what are you doing tomorrow, Jamie? Good, Jamie goes, I've got a day off, actually. God, do you want to come on our show at 7:15 in the morning? Yeah. And Jamie went, I could do.
Sorry.
And I'm like, that's a bit early, isn't it? And he went, yes, it is. Can you come on at 8:45 instead? Shouting at him across the table as if he was in another building.
Was that loud?
Yeah, well, a little bit. But you were nowhere near as bad as Andy, is it, when we're in Bristol, do you know?
Oh,
so you're absolutely fine. That was
blimey.
There you go. That's right in your head. That's the end of the show. We're great, and so are you. So Dave and I will see you at the Leeds Festival, and Dominic, you'll see him if you, I don't know, go to church in St Albans or something.
That's right. What?
The Garden Centre. Have a great weekend. And now we've got to go all the way to the Reading Festival where we shout, hello, Joe Wiley!
Hello!
Yay!
Hey! How are you?
Wicked and bad.
Good, you're excited about Leeds, aren't you?
Very excited.
Morning.
Morning. Who's that?
That's one of our excited Reading people, just getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
We're in the campsite at the moment.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You've got to be careful because they're all the very, very eager Reading people.
Yeah, we had this idea that everybody would be asleep, and it's not like that at all. Mm. People are all up and ready and kind of getting their coffee and getting themselves ready and shouting tequila at me at the moment.
Oh, Joe, you should do that.
I what?
You should do that.
What, tequila at this time of the morning?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
What a show!
I did tequila last weekend. I'm giving it a rest for a while.
I think if you're at the Reading Festival, you should get down with your audience. And if they say tequila, it'd be rude to say no.
Oh, well, OK, I shall follow your advice after I finish the show. Oh. Now, I'm just standing in a... It's like a dust bowl at the moment. It's so windy here. There's loads of tents, and people just kind of sitting around having their breakfast. And by a lovely tent that's got clouds painted all over it, and it's Laura and Hannah and Sardia and Flobber staying in that one.
Hippies!
Flobber?
Flobber?
Flob. they're all pouring... There's about 48 of them getting out of the tents.
Hippies! Flob the hippie! Flob the hippie!
I think Flob is a pretty young girl, actually.
Oh, anyway. I like her. I think she's lovely.
Yeah.
so it all kicks off this morning.
Okay, so what are you going to do then? Are you going to mill around the entire camping area?
I might do that. I might wake some people up because there are quite a few people who are still asleep and I've got a klaxon horn.
have you got it with you now?
Yeah.
How loud is it?
It's going to be very loud, isn't it?
Oh.
No. Stewie's got it now. He's just got the
thing.
The thing is,
if it's a proper air horn with a canister...
You have to shake it.
Yeah, you've got to shake it first, Stewie, and then when you push your thumb down on it, you've properly got to push down, and you've got to hold it up in the air for as long as you can. Mm. That's the best way.
Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, after three.
All right, hang on a minute. I'm going to shake it, okay?
Three, two, one.
I think we've just woken up Reading.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a cheer from Reading. What you want to do? I'll tell you what, Joe, if you want the best ever training fitness regime, what you do is you fire the air horn off again for 10 seconds, and then when everyone looks at you, you go, Reading is cancelled, and then just run as fast as you can.
Oh, no, they're all waking up now.
All right.
Right, I'm going to go. I'm going to start playing records.
Get out of there, Joe. They're going to eat you alive with their horns.
Enjoy Leeds. See you. Bye. Bye.